USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee wants to move forward with a hearing on Monday to address sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. However, the woman who's brought the allegations against him, Christine Blasey Ford, says she won't testify in any Senate hearing before an FBI investigation. And lawmakers say the FBI doesn't do that type of investigation, so the Senate's responsible for it. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch says he's not buying the alleged victim's story.
I think this woman, whoever she is mixed up.
Floodwater is still rising across North Carolina after Hurricane Florence. Many rivers expected to reach major flood stages today or tomorrow. At least 35 people have died because of Florence. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll visit South Korea in the near future, making the announcement Wednesday at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul sometime later this year. Such a summit would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula split in half during the Korean War. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Elizabeth Smart is speaking out for the first time regarding one of her kidnappers set to be released from a Utah prison today. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Wanda Barzee was an accomplice to the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart. Barzee is being released from prison on Wednesday after officials determined they miscalculated her sentence. Elizabeth Smart joined CBS This Morning to talk about the release.
I don't know all the conditions of her release, but I have been reassured multiple times that she will be kept a very close eye on, and as soon as she messes up, which I've been reassured that she will be taken back to federal prison for the duration of the 5 years. I have been informed on who the agent is, who the federal agent is, who will be supervising her, and I do believe that he will do the job to the best of his ability. So I have faith in him. I just lack faith in her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And New Hampshire police are looking for a man who used a toddler to help him steal prizes from an arcade vending machine. A video shared on Facebook by Salem police shows a young girl climbing inside the machine through the slot where the prizes are dispensed and then giving them to the unidentified man. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.